Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 12, The Meeting.
Repent, then, and turn to Progenics, so that all your illnesses may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Founder's vision. All his hopes and aspirations shall remain in theory until the time comes for Progenics to restore everything, as he promised long ago, through the hands of its doctors and scientists. Trust in Progenics Medical. The future is now.
What the hell am I even doing here? I should be working on the final version of Variant 12, but instead, I'm forced to attend this prelude event outside the Progenics Medical Facility. Everyone else was given the day off to celebrate ahead of the 25th anniversary. Around me, people are laughing and having a good time. Me? I can't even muster enough energy for a fake smile. Here I stand, alone amongst the masses, drinking to forget. While I milled about the mall, I could only think about the cold, dark seclusion of Division Zero buried half a mile beneath my feet.
Hey, Jeremiah. Long time no see, buddy.
Oh, hey. Nice to see you.
Is everything okay? You don't seem that happy to see me. I think it's been 2 months since I last saw you.
Oh, no, Anthony. I'm sorry. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so I'm feeling pretty out of it.
It looks like some things never change, huh? What have you been up to? You never returned any of my messages since you got that promotion. They must have you locked away somewhere to make sure you get all your work done, right?
You have no idea. Look, I'm really sorry for not keeping in touch. I've worked so many late nights and extra hours that I just can't keep up with my personal life.
You look like you haven't slept in days. Maybe you need a vacation to get some rest. I'm sure your wife and son would appreciate seeing you at home. Speaking of which, where are they? I was hoping to finally meet them here today.
Well, Martha decided it best to keep our son at home instead of here to celebrate our day off work. She didn't want me to have to leave early if James didn't react well to the crowd.
That's a real shame. The 25th anniversary celebration will be exciting, and is a pretty big deal. It's great that we're going to be a part of it.
Jeremiah, we need to talk.
Oh, Dr. Watson, I haven't seen you in quite some time. I never had the chance to thank you after the orientation day.
Yes, of course. I need to speak with you.
Excuse me, Anthony, I have something important to attend to. It was nice seeing you, though.
Give me a call sometime and we'll catch up. Maybe we could even go on a double date? I've been seeing this girl, you know.
Yeah, of course. I'll call you soon.
Listen closely, Jeremiah. I need to relay something very important.
What is it?
Ms. Hartman has requested to meet with you.
Ms. Hartman? Why would she want to see me?
I believe she may want you to explain how you were able to create Variant 12.
Doesn't she have access to all of our research files?
Yes, she does. I offer this warning only once. Do not offend her. As you might imagine, she's a very busy woman, and she doesn't normally accept requests to speak with lower-level personnel.
This is so sudden and nerve-wracking.
Remember what I told you a few weeks back, Jeremiah? I am the one in charge of this project. I have given over a decade of my life and have worked far too hard to...
Excuse me, but can I please have everyone's attention? My name is Patricia Newman, and some of you might recognize my voice from the Progenics advertisements. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us at the Prelude event today, just 3 days before the 25th anniversary of the founding. Without further ado, please give a hand to the figurehead behind Progenics operations, Ms. Yvette Hartman.
Speak of the devil.
Welcome, everyone. I wanted to take a moment of your time before the prelude begins to reiterate an important point from my press conferences on local and national news networks over the past 2 weeks. There is a new miracle cure on the horizon, and it will put an end to an allegedly incurable disease. One person alone could not achieve what the company has accomplished over the past 25 years. It took the collective intelligence of many across the globe to get to where we are today. Progenics Medical is a family, and like any family, we have to acknowledge and appreciate the efforts of each of its members. That being said, I'd like to take a moment to recognize one particular individual. This doctor, who most of you may not even know, was hired less than 6 months ago. And in that short of a time, he has proven to be an invaluable asset to the medical research team that has developed the new cure. Using only knowledge and intuition, this man has made what critics called fiction into reality. He is now our torchbearer to light the way for the future worldwide release of the influenza cure.
She can't be.
Let me introduce everyone to one of the brightest new medical minds within Progenics, Jeremiah Roberts. I know you're out there somewhere. If you would please step forward.
What are you waiting for? Get up there.
Please accept my thanks and enjoy the appreciation of the world, Dr. Roberts. You deserve to have your name known as a key player in this great discovery. Our meeting begins now. You will follow me. Now I must take my leave. But not before I end this with one final announcement. Progenics has planned a very special event to commemorate the 25th anniversary in 3 days. I assure you there will be much more to celebrate then. Many thanks to everyone joining us at the Prelude event today. Together, we shall make the founder's vision a reality!
Ever since Martha left me, I've felt nothing. I am no more than an empty vessel, merely drifting in and out of existence and diving headfirst into my work to drown out the pain. My family is broken, all my dreams are shattered, and my only remaining desire is perfecting the cure in hopes of saving the lives of others. I wanted to see my family, God knows I wanted to, but finding a way out has proven nearly impossible. My initial excitement for this new life was all but gone. Then, Miss Hartman did the unexpected and called me up on stage to personally thank me in front of everyone, including the multitude of journalists and newscasters in attendance. A part of me hoped that Martha was watching this broadcast. Maybe she would see how damaged I am and find a way to come back. My heart couldn't stop racing. Still, none of this seemed real to me. Even as I followed behind Miss Hartman through the medical facility's front doors, I wondered when I was going to wake from my terrible nightmare. If only I had listened to Anthony, I wouldn't be in this awful mess. I've seen terrible things. I've done terrible things, too. Yet all I could do was continue to follow this woman, one who disguised her true form. A false front that's only revealed to those unlucky enough to be under her control, or worse, to those that stumble into her ambitious plans. I know for certain that I am the latter, and pray that I'll not be the former much longer. I can see no way out. No matter how much I tell myself to turn back, to run away from it all, I find that I simply can't. I fear it's not because of my drive to cure humanity of its diseases, but because I've seen too much, heard too much, and compelled by too many. Miss Hartman led me across the marble-tiled lobby floor towards the central elevators. Here we entered, and she pressed a series of buttons after unlocking the secret panel. The doors soon closed, and we began the agonizing descent toward Division Zero.
We find ourselves at an interesting crossroads, Dr. Roberts.
What do you mean, Miss Hartman?
In such a short amount of time, you have proven yourself resourceful. Most people in your terrible circumstance would have buckled under the overwhelming weight of this responsibility. It's almost as if it was meant to be.
It has been a pleasure working for Progenix.
Let's set aside the formalities and speak openly and honestly, Jeremiah. I hear enough empty praise and meaningless rhetoric from too many associates. I want to make a deal with you. If you will be completely truthful with me, I will let you ask me whatever you want.
All right. There is something that's been bothering me for a long time. What was captured that night I was hiding in the stairwell?
That was the obvious question I expected to hear from you. It is known as Bellatrix. An immortal demon that has remained dormant beneath the earth for countless centuries. Legends speak of it as a great and evil power, tempting mankind to deliver chaos and destruction. Several ancient cultures believed it sired a number of supernatural creatures to carry out its nefarious plans on a larger scale. You have seen some of its children, have you not? On the night of your breakthrough discovery, I'm sure you know that you experimented on one.
If this immortal demon is truly what you say it is, and as powerful as the legends say, what woke it up, and how is it being held prisoner here?
We haven't just used its children as replacements for laboratory animals. We've been utilizing their enhanced genetics to help produce miracle cures. Each type holds a unique key to unlock or mutate the genetic coding of certain human diseases. For example, polio's miracle cure was developed from the decoded DNA from the bone marrow of C-004, a shape changer able to take a hybrid human-animal form. It all took place right here in this facility, and I was the one to make the breakthrough on that discovery.
You cured polio?
For the most part, yes. I was the lead scientist of the research team. C-004 suffered many, many weeks of torment, but I finally obtained what was desired. You saw what they are, and you know the lengths they will go to destroy us. Instead of being victims, we decided to fight back by using them for something good, to cure humanity of disease. Bellatrix has spent the last 6 months trying to stop our advancements and caused much damage across the United States. I imagine it awoke due to the painful cries of its offspring. It's remained in a heavy state of sedation since being brought here.
What sort of damage did it cause?
We tracked it for 5 months, but Bellatrix would always disappear as quickly as it surfaced. It emerged to hunt down and slaughter humans, destroy Progenix facilities, and protect its children whenever possible. Hundreds of innocent lives have been lost in its attempt to stop our research.
Aren't you worried about what damage it could cause here in Division Zero?
Your concern shows your commitment to Progenix. But it is unnecessary. We constantly monitor its condition and have taken extensive safety precautions. This is to keep our employees and the world safe from its destruction. Nonetheless, I have plans to conduct experiments on it. Since most of the miracle cures came about from researching on its offspring, I believe Bellatrix holds the ultimate key. Think of all I could accomplish with the DNA of a god. I could even unlock the secrets of immortality.
Did you mean everything you said about me earlier, or was that some sort of corporate publicity stunt?
Dr. Roberts, do not insult me. I meant every word. To be honest, I am surprised to see how far you've come in such a short time. You must thank Dr. Watson. If I had my way, you would never have been promoted to Division Zero. He assured me that you were an asset, and now I see that he was correct. I'm sure he's wishing he hadn't persuaded me against my decision. Even so, Elijah was never fond of competition. I suppose he thought if something went amiss, he'd ultimately have someone to blame the failure on. That certainly backfired, didn't it, Jeremiah?
I guess it did. Dr. Watson gave me the tools I needed. I may have just gotten lucky and stumbled upon the cure.
Quit being so damn humble. It doesn't suit my newest lead scientific researcher.
I'm sorry. Wait. What did you just say?
Yes. I'm removing you from Dr. Watson's team and putting you in charge of a very special assignment. I'll leave the cure for influenza in Elijah's hands. Now that we have it, there's no way that even he could screw this up.
I don't know what to say. If I'm not working with Dr. Watson, then what sort of special assignment will I be tasked? Is Progenix already beginning another projected miracle cure before the official release of the one for influenza?
Not exactly. I have something else in mind for you. You've shown amazing determination and ingenuity, and I've been looking for someone like you to complete Progenix's most important mission. The time for your questions has come to an end, but I only have one for you. Jeremiah, are you willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to bring humanity into its prosperous new age?
Well, I made it my goal to do whatever it takes to better this world, and I can't let all my sacrifices be in vain.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
I've never been allowed this far down into Division Zero.
This secured room holds the brain and heart of Progenix, Dr. Roberts. Follow me inside.
What's going on?
Override emergency protocol 731.
What is this place? I've never seen anything like it before. What sort of machines are those?
This will be your new workspace, Dr. Roberts. Cure will instruct you in full detail how to utilize the equipment and assist you with everything. Once you are acclimated, you can begin your new assignment.
What does that entail?
This is Progenix's most important project. I have to warn you that it will require you to work directly with Bellatrix.
Wait. You want me to experiment on an immortal demon? That's insanity!
I assure you this will be worth it. Perhaps your success will allow you to reunite with your family. Not to say that I don't have the utmost confidence in your ability. The goal of this project is to decipher Bellatrix's DNA and discover an effective means for corporeal reanimation.
What do Martha and James have to do with any of this? What exactly are you asking me to do?
I'm glad you asked. Let me introduce you to your newest patient, Dr. Roberts. He is designated as Project Renatus. Please say hello to the founder.
Oh. Oh my God.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 12, The Meeting. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. Additional voice actors for this episode include Mike Richards, Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider donating to our Patreon fund. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Writer Tigress says, "Shadowvane Podcast is a great listen. The main story is intriguing with plenty of re-listenability as more and more is revealed. Recommended highly." Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.